You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Thursday, December 1st, 2005. Happy December. We are listening to some of the Cranberries, and I know it's kind of low, but that's okay. I have lots of things to talk about today. First of all, this is show number 130, and of course you'll be listening to it on Friday, and it seems like this has been, this is the first show this week that I've been by myself. On Monday we had Peter from Germany. On Tuesday and Wednesday you had shows with John Ong and Key from Keypod Radio in the UK. And then just yesterday you heard Bob Worthy, the artist, my artist friend in Virginia. And speaking of Bob, don't forget that he has an art show today, December 2nd, in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And yesterday, for half the day, I had the links wrong on the website and in the RSS feed. But Mike Hip, alerted me to the fact that I had those links wrong, and I was able to fix them when I got home from work. So the links to Bob's website and to Bob's artwork on eBay are now working. So if you are interested in that and you got the wrong links yesterday, go today and click on the links and you'll be able to get to his artwork and to his website. And speaking of his artwork on eBay, he hopefully next week, I'm thinking Tuesday, December 6th, I think it's the 6th, yeah, I think that's the day that my artwork will start appearing on Bob's eBay site. So check it out there, and you can bid on the artwork. It's going to be pretty cheap, so it's well worth it. Moving along, let me check these items off because I've got several things I want to talk about today. Oh, and also I'm recording this on Thursday evening, so that's December 1st. So today's December 2nd. I haven't said this in a while, but always at the beginning of the month, everybody wants to do their voting on podcastalley.com. And I would like to ask for this month, for the last month of 2005, to see if we can get into the top 100. So I'd like you to go to Podcast Alley and vote for my show. Or to make it really easy, you can just go to archerradio.com, and at the top of the page, on the right side, you can just type in your email address and click vote. And when you do that, you will get an email asking you to confirm your vote, and you just click on the link and it takes you to Podcast Alley and says that your vote has been counted. So if you like the show and appreciate it, I suggest you go ahead and go to Podcast Alley and vote, or just go to the website and vote. And speaking of that, the listener line telephone number is 1-206-600-4763, and you can call and leave a comment. And speaking of that, we got a call from Beth today. We haven't heard from Beth for a very long time. So, Beth, I want to thank you for the voicemail, and I'm going to play that right now. So let's listen to Beth's voicemail.
Hey, Archer. Beth. I was just calling to say hello, and that I'm trying to catch up on your blog. I'm finally back east, and have my internet connection and everything else. However, all the archives I've been going through, I have not seen an update for Dating with David, and I need to know what's going on with him. Anyways, I hope all is well. Sounds like all is well from your blog and your podcast. And I'll be tuning in again regularly. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Beth, for the voicemail. I'm so glad that you're catching up on Archer Radio. We've missed you. We've missed your comments and your voicemails. And I know that even on the website, Beth left a comment. She left a comment on the second John Ong show that she was laughing so hard. And then one today on, was it today? Yeah, on the post about Bob saying that she's saying, "How the hell are you? I'm trying to catch up here." So thank you, Beth, for that voicemail and the comments on the website. I appreciate it. Let me check those things off. I have quite a list here tonight. Even though the show probably won't be that long, I just have several things I wanted to talk about. And one of them being, this week, our governor in the state of Virginia, Mark Warner, for the first time in his four-year run as our governor, finally commuted the death sentence of, what's this guy's name? Well, I should just read this because this is interesting for a couple reasons, and I'll tell you in just a second. It says, Governor Mark Warner issued his first grant of clemency in a death row penalty case on Tuesday, sparing the life of convicted murderer Robin M. Lovett a day before his scheduled execution. Warner said in a statement that the destruction of an Arlington County court clerk of DNA evidence that might have cleared Lovett convinced him that Lovett should instead spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole. Lovett would have been the 1,000th person executed in the United States since the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated capital punishment in 1976. Now, I have a feeling that even though Mark Warner is a Democrat and he probably has a certain stance on the death penalty, I have a feeling that he went ahead and commuted the death sentence because he is going to run for president in 2008, or at least, you know, try to get the bid. And he didn't want to be seen as the governor who put the 1,000th person to death in the state of Virginia and making Virginia stand out for that reason. So instead, because this guy got his stay of execution and will be spending the rest of his life in jail, there's a guy, I believe it's in North Carolina, who will be put to death and make him the 1,000th person as the 1,000th person put to death in the United States. And I know that recently on Q Potter and in the blog world, there have been shows talking about the death penalty, and I think is it Mikey Pod who's been doing this thing about the death penalty? I think so. So I just think that was interesting that Mark Warner went ahead and at the end of his four-year term decided to grant clemency to this guy. And as I said, because I think it's because he's going to run for president and he doesn't want that hanging over his head. Granted, it's a good thing that he did it because, you know, the death penalty. Well, you know, I have different views on the death penalty depending on the case. So, you know, for example, on Tuesday night, the Commander-in-Chief, the show on ABC with Gina Davis playing the president, they actually had the show was about Gina Davis having the chance to take this woman who was supposedly retarded off of death row so she wouldn't be killed the day after Thanksgiving. And pretty much through the whole show, she agonized against, you know, what she could do because the governor in the state that it was being the execution was taking place was not going to grant clemency, so the next step would have been the president. So I thought that was interesting. That was definitely going along with current political situations and life right now in the United States. So that was a very relevant show, I thought. And well, in the end, I don't know if you watched the show or not, but in the end, she went ahead and called the governor on Thanksgiving Day and said, tomorrow I will be granting clemency for this woman. So that was interesting. So, you know, another thing that I was thinking about that happened this week was on Wednesday, this Supreme Court took up its first abortion case in the past 5 years. And not that that's interesting, but the day before that, on Tuesday, a big chunk of the stone in the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. fell off the building right under, you know, the statement that said justice or something like that. I thought that was very ironic that the Supreme Court's taking up certain cases and the building's crumbling down. That should say something about our justice system in the United States right now, especially with the Supreme Court and where it is right now and Sandra Day O'Connor leaving and possibly Alito taking over. That's certainly the end of abortion for, well, I think so, the abortion for the United States. So, excuse me, I'm going to cough. Forgive me. So I thought that was interesting that the stone was falling off, or the highest court in the land is crumbling. Well, probably because the building's so old, but I just thought it was an interesting statement that our building justices are falling apart. Anyway, moving on from that. As I said, today is December 1st, and I'm recording this in the evening. And today is, there's two significant things for today. Today's World AIDS Day, when people need to become, you know, more aware of AIDS and what's happening in the world with AIDS, and how so many people are infected or becoming infected, and how many people around the world are infected. It's like 40 million people or something like that. So be aware of AIDS. This is World AIDS Day. And the other significant happening today is that today is the 50th anniversary of Rosa Parks's refusal to give up her seat on the bus. And I think that's very timely as well, because she just died recently, and there's talk of putting a statue of her in the Capitol and all of these things. And of course, I'm in favor of all of that, but the politics will come into that, and then people will have to debate the size of the statue, where it will stand, what pose she'll be in, all of these kinds of things. So politics always plays a part in these kinds of things. But I just think we should take note of the fact that it was 50 years ago today that Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus. And 50 years later, yes, we've come a long way, but there are still areas that need to be fixed. When you think of the plight of African Americans in Louisiana with Katrina and so forth. And then, of course, you can always look at the state of gay rights and things like that, that where we haven't come very far. Granted, she did lead the way, but we have so much farther to go. Just, you know, things to think about, you know, on the 50th anniversary of Rosa Parks. So that's what I was thinking about today. I know I have many other things to think about, but as I watch the news and hear these things on the news, I do stop to think about them and realize what's gone on in our country and what hasn't, and what needs to change. Now, moving on to lighter topics, this weekend I'm finally going to get back together with the boyfriend, because last weekend, which was the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, his family was in town, so we were unable to really spend any time together. We spent Thanksgiving together, but the rest of the time he was visiting with his parents and doing things with them. But this weekend we're back together, and we have lots of things planned. Tonight, this being Friday, December 2nd, I'm going over to his house, and we're going to decorate his Christmas tree. And I hope by the time that I get there that he's already gotten the tree, because he hasn't mentioned about getting the tree yet, so I'm really hoping that he already has the tree. And then, so we're going to just pretty much spend the evening decorating his tree and, you know, enjoying each other and enjoying the time decorating. Because this is, of course, going to be our first Christmas together. And coming up soon is going to be our one-year anniversary of meeting when we first met. So I'm looking forward to that. That's actually in 2 weeks. So anyway, Friday night we're going to be decorating his Christmas tree and having some fun together. And then on Saturday, we are actually going to go to the Gay Men's Chorus Holiday Concert. I believe it's at Lisner Auditorium. In the late afternoon, we're going to a matinee. And the boyfriend has a couple of friends who actually sing in the chorus, so that'll be good to see them. I don't know if we're getting together with them afterwards or not. He mentioned possibly going out to dinner with some of them, but I'm not sure if that's going to take place or not. And then in the evening, we're supposed to be going to the first of our string of holiday parties. You know, for the longest time, he was in this tennis group, and I think he's given up the tennis. He sold his position in the tennis league. But anyway, the holiday party is tomorrow night, so we have tentative plans to go to this holiday party. And I would like to go, but again, I'm usually very quiet in groups, and especially when I don't know people. So that'll be interesting, and he'll have to introduce me around and so forth, which I'm sure he'll do. So that potentially could be fun. And as I said, this is just the first of our string of holiday parties we're going to be going to, because we have another one planned in 2 weeks to go to, and the others, I think, are just up in the air. We're just not sure which ones we're going to attend and so forth. So that's Saturday night. And then on Sunday, we're planning to go to our favorite winery, Grey Ghost, because they are having their holiday open house this weekend. And you go there, and they have lots of hors d'oeuvres, and they're pouring the wine, and you can purchase wine, of course. And they have these little activities where you can, like, he told, I haven't been there yet, I mean, to one of these open houses, but he has, he goes every year. But he told me that they have this Christmas tree that's made out of corks. And you have to guess how many corks make up the tree, and I guess you get some kind of little prize or something if you guess correctly. So that'll be fun. And of course, we haven't been there. I haven't been to Grey Ghost for several weeks, so it'll be good to see the changes, because they're currently building a new tasting room at the front of the winery, and it wasn't that far along the last time we were there, so, which is, for me, it's probably been 3 weeks to a month, so it'll be curious to see how far along they've come with the renovation or the building of the new tasting room. And so that's on Sunday, and we actually, I have to stop saying actually, but we had other plans to go to another winery on the way home from Grey Ghost, but I think because of the timing, we're not going to be able to do that, so we're going to put that off for one more week. Because as you know, if you've been listening to Archer Radio for any length of time, you know that the boyfriend and I have been working on this Virginia passport to get 40 stickers to get this little rinky-dink prize. We don't even know what it is, but I have reached my 40 stickers, so I'm done. But we counted up the boyfriends, and he's actually one short. So we have to visit one more winery before the end of the year for him to get one more sticker. And we, again, we tentatively have plans to do that in 2 weeks. So that's the plan for the weekend. Now, you know, I was going to mention one other thing. Remember I was talking about how politics play a part in, like, the Rosa Parks statue, where it'll be placed and so forth? Well, I heard on the news this week that there's already debate, which, and I'm sure it comes around every year at this time, but there's debate about what to call the trees that they, you know, have at the Capitol building and at the White House and so forth. Well, the Senate or somebody at Congress decided that the tree was going, they were changing the name from the holiday tree back to the Christmas tree. And, you know, that would certainly go along with the political climate these days. There's of no reason to deny religion its, you know, full rights of calling a Christmas tree a Christmas tree. I don't have a problem with that because, you know, the majority, and I have to say the majority, I would think that the majority celebrates Christmas in the United States, but there are those of a religious nature who don't think it's right for the government to support one religion, and I completely agree with that. So, but the debate went back and forth, and they finally decided that the tree was going to be called the Christmas tree and not the holiday tree anymore. And I believe the tree on the mall was the same case. And that's always, I guess that maybe just be a local thing, because I it wasn't on the national news, or maybe it was and I missed it. I don't know. In any case, the holiday tree or the Christmas tree was lit last night, and now you can go down and visit and see it all and stuff. When I was young, we used to do that. Every year, my parents would drive us all down to the mall because we're only, you know, 15 minutes away. And we would, it would be freezing cold, and we would stand in the line, and we would see the tree. And then you have to, along the, all through the mall, they had, well, I don't know if they still do or not, because I haven't been in years, but they used to have a little Christmas tree, quote-unquote, from every state in the country. And I don't think that the tree actually came from the state, but they had a tree for every state, to represent every state. And I remember my mother would drag us all through the entire mall looking at every single tree from every state. And we would be freezing by the end of the evening, and it was just like, take us home, give us some hot chocolate, warm us up. So, and I haven't done that, God, since I was little. So I don't miss that, because I certainly remember it well enough to know what it's like. And, of course, we'd have to sit there and listen to the concert of all the different school groups singing and stuff. And I just remember hating it being so damn cold. And, again, this year it's gotten cold this time of the year. We're down in the 30s at night and high 40s during the day. So it's freezing. Well, you know, I guess that's just, you know, a memory. You know, people remember certain things about certain events, and while it was great to see the trees and all, I just remember it being so fucking cold and I didn't like it. So that, I guess that, you know, jilted my mind or changed my mind on wanting to ever see the damn Christmas trees again. You can see it on TV. So it's funny how certain things cloud your memory. Anyway. So that's what's going on with me. And I think this is very interesting because I'm all by myself today. As I was saying, I've had a guest on every day this week, and finally today I'm able to just talk by myself. And I don't know, well, actually I loved those shows this week. The ones with Peter and John Ong and Bob were just great. I mean, I think I got some great laughs out of it. And it's always fun to have someone else to talk to on the show because it makes it more interesting. So anyway, well, we've got about, according to the calendar, about 3 weeks and 2 days before Christmas. So I guess you should start shopping. I've pretty much gotten my shopping done. I'm waiting for one more thing to come in the mail and then I'm all done. And I think, okay, because the boyfriend and I are going to set up his Christmas tree tonight. So maybe next weekend I'll have all of his presents wrapped and to take to his house to put under the tree. I'm not putting up a tree at my house because I've done it before and did it for several years, but this year I didn't do it last year either because I have to move a table and rearrange shit to make the tree fit, and I just don't want to deal with that. Plus, I never get a real tree. I always have this little fake tree that I grew up with. I actually love the tree because it's from like the mid to late 50s, and it's really old, and it's like these individual little tree branches that you have to push into this wooden stump thing or whatever. So I really love the tree, but I'm not going to put it up this year. But I am going to wrap his presents. I think I'll take them over to his house next weekend. I don't know when we're going to do Christmas because he is going away for Christmas to his family's down in New Orleans. They're actually really hoping that their house is going to be finished, all the renovations. I'm hoping so too, so that they have a more normal Christmas, because they've been dealing with this for like 4 months now. You know, I'm just rattling on. I should say that I should probably go ahead and end this show, but I should say that I'm going to try to, well, I have to admit something. I saw through Fagregator a video, I think it's Bob and Andy's podcast or Bob and Andy's videos or something, where they videotaped themselves putting up and decorating their Christmas tree, and they like speeded it up to make it really fast, and that gave me an idea that I want to do the same thing. And I know it's totally stealing their idea, but I don't think that's a bad thing, because I'd actually want to see if I can speed up the film and the video, because I just think it looked cool. So I'm going to try to videotape the boyfriend and I setting up his Christmas tree and decorating the Christmas tree tomorrow night. And I hope to do some other video, because this week you haven't seen any videos, and I'm sure you were missing those videos. But in any case, I'm going to try to videotape some this weekend and to post next week, and as well as record some podcasts with the boyfriend, because if you're like me, you're missing him terribly, because, you know, I haven't seen him since last Thursday, so a week. And you probably want him back on the show, and I'm going to try my best to get him back on the show. So look for that next week. And you know what? I just realized, too, that this is the fifth show this week that I have actually posted 5 shows this week, and that's pretty rare. At least I haven't done that for a while, so I guess you're getting a bonus show this week with me just talking about myself. But I also did something else this week because the videos are so huge, and the podcast, the way I am now, I'm being meta, according to Madge, because when you talk about podcasting on a podcasting, that's what that is. So anyway, I was saying that because my videos and the podcasts are so large, because I've been compressing them at 128 kilobytes per second, or I don't know what. But so the file sizes have been huge, so I went ahead and went to the next level of file storage on Libsyn, so I have plenty of storage space. So you'll have no problem getting large videos and large podcasts without any problems. Of course, I've been missing my special delivery, Mark, because he was having storage issues with his Libsyn account, so he hasn't been posting, but he did send out a short podcast to just his regular listeners. I thought that was kind of cool. He actually emailed it to all of his regular listeners, and I thought that was pretty amazing. That's certainly an idea, but I don't think I would want to do that. I just think it would be too large of a file. But anyway, I appreciate Special Delivery Mark sending me, or at least me having me on the list of people to receive his latest podcast. But he sent me an email, and he should be back to normal next week, and he's going to try to post the show he just sent us to everybody else. I know, I'm talking like crazy, and you don't even probably listen to Special Delivery Mark, but you should be, because I like his show, and you should like it too. Now I'm telling you what to do. Anyway, I really need to end this show. I've been trying to end it for like 5 minutes. So in closing, boys and girls, I will tell you that you should please go to Podcast Alley and vote for me, or go to my regular website, archerradio.com, and put in your email address and confirm your vote, because I really want to stay in the top 100 this month for some reason. Well, for the last time in 2005. And then, of course, you can call the listener line at 1-206-600-4763. And comment and send me email, all of those good things. And I appreciate that very much. So until next week, boys and girls, when you'll get some videos and some podcasts, that's all for now. So bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.